Amen, amen. You may be seated. Wow, what a joy to be in God's house here on Christmas Eve Eve. So good to have you here for Christmas Eve Eve. So many smiling faces, so many guests we haven't seen in a bit, and just good to have each one of you in here ready to worship the Lord Jesus Christ in truth and in spirit. So we're just glad that you're here today. I want to read to you from the book of Matthew, first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. I'm reading on the 18th verse. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. The 19th verse reads, and I want to focus on this just for a moment, just for a couple minutes. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And the 21st verse reads, one of the greatest promises, one of the greatest gifts that's ever been given. The 21st reads, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call him named Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds for just a moment so we receive that truth. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen. Amen. I want a one-word comment from you about, I want to hear all these little church answers out here. What does Christmas mean? I want to hear one word. Come on, somebody yell out something. Christ. Let me hear a word out there.
Salvation.
Let me hear a word. Do this in order now. Come on. Let's do this one. What was that one? I couldn't hear. Let me hear one. Grace.
Hope.
Hope.
Love.
Love.
Family.
Family.
Peace.
Peace.
Manual.
Joy.
I am.
The great I am. Anybody else? What was that?
Savior.
Savior. Amen. Peace. I was overworked. There's a little boy so precious over there. And he knows this guy's overworked. And the difference of it is when you ask him the one word about Christmas and what it means to him, he's the most honest one of all of you. Because he says, it's the presents. He says, it's the presents. He says, I am looking so forward to what I am going to get this Christmas. And we get on him, well, have you been good? He said, don't tell my mom. But he is so truthful because he says, it's about the presents. It's about the presence. And I know when you come to church, you got to throw that thing on. Oh, I'm going to come up with a little good spiritual word, though. I'm going to do. But folks, I'm here to tell you today. Can you imagine the excitement? Because of all these things that have been foretold in the Old Testament about how God would send a Savior into this world. So many promises that were made. And then the angel Lord comes to Joseph and says, wow, she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And look at this present. For he will save the people from their sin. That is the greatest present that we have ever been given. You can think about it. You can look. You can go check around. You can look. And I tell you, I like Christmas time. In just a few minutes over here, look at all these goodies. You know, one or two of these might even be mine. I'm so tickled over there or something like that. Just a few minutes. People are going to be all over this church over here. Miss Geedy's going to play a very spiritual song. I believe it's the Charlie Brown Christmas theme while we go find our presents that we're going to do. But I tell you a thing. You just have to know within your heart of hearts about what God gave. Can you imagine the excitement on Joseph in his heart of hearts when he heard everything that had been foretold? and the great gift that God gave by sending His Son. I know it's difficult. I know it's a difficult time of year. I know people, they go through a lot. I do things a little differently around Christmas. I do any other time of year. I have a little jar in there on the counter when I get up and actually brush my teeth once a week and shave and all that stuff. And I have a little jar that I kind of throw my change in, you know. I just throw that change in there and it builds up. And around this time of year, I go get that jar, take it out, go cash it in. And it's just, you know, it's not things you plan. It's not in your bank account. It's not something, it's not in your wallet and all like that. But before I do that, I try to go gather all the coins that I can. I don't know where you find yours at, but I go and try to remember, and I especially go to the place that, the chair that I lounge in. And I go and I start reaching down in the sides of it like that, you know, like I don't know if any, I know none of you do this kind of stuff. Don't like it. But I reach in the side, and I find gifts from during the year that have fallen down along little sides of that chair. And none of y'all never done this. I can tell. Y'all have never done this. You don't know what you've missed out on. When you reach down and you find a few little coins, you might have a dime, a quarter, something, or you might, you know, a certain little snack that didn't quite all get eaten. Or Hattie, don't look at me with a sour look today. Smile, you're in church, Hattie. You might find a little snack, or you might find something else falling out during the year, and you go, but I get those coins and wash them off, put them in with the others, and I go take it and I cash it. And I make sure that whatever I do with whatever that little amount comes to be, I want to do something special with it. I don't come in with a preconceived notion. I don't have a plan. I don't do all that. It's just something that I said, you know, I want to do good with what I have been given during the year. Folks, this church is built upon people who want to do good for others with what they have been given during the year. It's been a different year. But I just want to leave you with one thought. I read something, and as usual, I get... Matt's not here today, right? Yeah. Yeah, I missed that suit. I didn't see him today. As usual, I get a lot of my sermon material from some of the great scholars, some of the great writers, some of the great theologians, Hodges, so many. And also, when I'm at my mother's and I'm reading the Dear Abby section in the newspaper, and I read a little article over there that thrills your heart. And it talks about an individual who was going through such a difficult time during the holiday season, Christmas, and thinking about a lost loved one. And they said they were so impressed because they realized, and they're getting ready to get on the road and go take a trip to visit family members, and not all the family members were going to be there this year. But as they looked out from the car, said they realized about how big the windshield is and how small the rear view mirror is. How big the windshield is and how small that rear view mirror is. And they wrote, there's a reason the rear view mirror is so small and the windshield is so large. It's because where you are headed is so much more important than where you've been. And I'm here to tell you that I believe that God has great things in our future, not only here at Mount Calvary, but for each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. I know there have been difficulties. I know there have been challenges. But I'm here to tell you that the windshield is so much bigger than the rear view mirror. I know sometimes it can get heavy. I know at certain times it can get, wow, the emotions seem to want to take us over. But I'm here to tell you, I believe in the gift. I believe in the greatest present that's ever been given. When that angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph and said, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." That's a gift that you can share. That's a present if you'll simply open it up. If you will simply allow your heart of hearts to focus upon what God did for you. The hurt, it'll be eased. Won't be forgotten. And I thank God for all the memories that I have of dear loved ones. But I'm here to tell you, if you focus upon that gift that God has given you, if you focus, especially at this time of year, for the wonderful promise that each and every one of us have been given, you'll closer understand about what Christmas is. I love the way that people are dressed up. I love all the red. I love Matt's suit. I've heard he's not allowed in the state anymore. I don't know where he's at today. No. He's back in West Virginia. I know where he's at. I know that, and then, you know, that stuff spreads. All I know that there was joy brought to hearts. Come in today, look at this. I've got Matt last week, I've got this week. And I'm so thankful for them. Amen. I'm so thankful. Was that Jennifer? I doubt it was Jennifer. Okay. I'm so thankful for the people that God has given us. I'm so thankful for the wonderful gifts that we're able to share one with another because you are giving of yourself. These are just little things of kindness over here, folks. These are just little rays and stuff like that. And these are things that I felt one today. Somebody brought to me and said, "You better carry this in yourself because it's heavy. It's heavy." And I know where it'll go. I have no idea. And I'm thankful for it. But I'm so much more thankful for the individual who found in the kindness of their heart to think of others. Think of others. To me, what Christmas is all about. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house. We have felt your holy presence today. We thank you for so many people being today and our wonderful guests coming in to visit. We thank you for the folks that are taking part in the service. We thank you for the songs that have been sung. We thank you for "Mary, Did You Know?" We thank you for "I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand." So Heavenly Father, keep your hand of safety upon us this season. So many people traveling, but God, most of all, let us be thankful unto you for sending the gift of that baby born in a manger, God. And let us reach out to those, especially at this time of year, that are hurting and in need, and share the love of God that you've given us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said amen and amen. Now, so it's not total chaos. We got to get Geedy cranked up. You have your little... Oh, yeah, this is it. I love the spiritual tune, Charlie Brown Christmas over there. There's no service on Wednesday night. Have I forgotten anything, Miss Hattie, back there? Folks, thank you. It is such a privilege to stand in this pulpit and call you as family. Oh, also, Dee has goodies in the back. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have any of those little fruit packages?
Yes.
Please don't take them all. Leave one for the pastor as he lives over there like that, you know. Thank you. Stand to your feet if you're able.